South Florida leads Syracuse 28-17. 9 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Syracuse with the ball on their own 11. And their drive starts with a first and 10 from that 11. Dungy clears the backfield and takes the snap at the 5. He'll drop back, tosses it to Phillips over the middle, and Phillips dives ahead to the 13. A gain of 2 for Syracuse on that pass play to Phillips. Hot and cold for Phillips in today's game. Caught a 24-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter, but also committed a critical fumble late in the second quarter when Syracuse was threatening to put some points on the board before halftime. Second and 8 from their own 13. Dungy set up in the backfield. Mo Neal at his left. He'll keep the ball, drops back, sees him opening. He'll take it forward, but gets tackled. Tackled across to the 14. A gain of just 1 for Syracuse. And quickly, a third and long coming up. 7 yards to go for Syracuse. They've got the ball on their own 14-yard line. Dungy again with Mo Neal in the backfield. From the shotgun, he'll take the snap. He drops back to the 5, under pressure. He skips back. He'll cut to the right numbers. Now heads for the sideline. He sprints to the first down, and he gets there. He made something out of nothing. Under duress, he cut back, found open real estate at his right behind the line of scrimmage, and then sprinted and got that first down to the 21. A pickup of 7 yards on the dot by Eric Dungy. 8 minutes left in the third. Syracuse down by 11. Dungy takes the snap. He'll throw it to the 20. It's caught by Phillips. Plows ahead to the 26, and he's brought down there. So second catch of this drive by Irvin Phillips, and it's a pickup of 5 yards for Syracuse. Second and 5 from the 26 for Syracuse. Eric Dungy with Mo Neal again. Takes the snap, hands it to Neal, cuts down the center, gets through 2 tackles, then gets tied up and brought down. Nate Godwin with the tackle there for Syracuse, rather for USF. And it's a gain of 2 for Syracuse, but an orange is down on the field. It's become a common occurrence for Syracuse in the first 3 games of the season. Talked about it earlier, their secondary has already taken a couple of hits. They came into today's game already down Juwan Dabbles and Antoine Cordy. It'll be a third down for Syracuse, and we'll take an injury timeout. 7:30 left in the third, USF 28, Syracuse 17, here from the Carrier Dome. We're back at the Carrier Dome. Omari Palmer, the right guard for Syracuse. The redshirt senior from Coram, New York, was the one down on the field. He eventually walked off with the help of some trainers for Syracuse. And now the Orange face a third and 1 from their own 30-yard line. Syracuse down 28-17 with 7:30 left in the third quarter. We come to you from the Carrier Dome, where the Orange look to wrap up this 3-game stretch of games at home with a winning record. Well, they got off to a great start, putting 17 on the board in the first quarter, then surrendered 28 in the second. Syracuse comes out of the injury timeout. They'll send Eric Dungy and nobody else in the backfield. From the shotgun set, 1 yard to grab for Syracuse from their own 30. Dungy takes the snap, drops back, he waits, then flips it to the right sideline, and it's caught at the 33 and grabbed and pushed back is Dante Strickland, who caught the ball for a first down. It's a gain of 3, and Strickland picks up the first down. First and 10 for Syracuse from the 33-yard line. Dungy takes the snap, fakes the handoff, then dishes off for Strickland, who pushes ahead down the right hash line, and he picks up another first down. Gain of 11 there for Dante Strickland. So one reception for the first down, one rush for the first down, and it's first and 10 for the Syracuse 43. Orange down by 11 as we pass the midway point to the third quarter. Dungy with Dante Strickland in the backfield. Dungy takes it, hands it off to Strickland, who gets tied up in the line of scrimmage and then brought back and planted into the ground. That was Kevin Bronson with a tackle there for USF. Syracuse will get it spotted right back from the 43. No gain on that play. Second and 10 from that 43. 6:20 left in the third quarter from the Carrier Dome. Dungy peers to the right sideline. That's Jason Emmerich, the center for Syracuse. From the shotgun, Dungy takes the step, steps back, then puts it towards the left sideline, and it's caught at the 50 at the Tawo put down after that catch. Now the Tawo had to go up high to grab it, and by the time he came down, he was already wrapped up by Dietrich Nichols for USF. It's a gain of 7 for Syracuse, and it makes it 3rd-and-3 from the 50. 5:45 left in the third. USF up top by 11. Dungy, it's a low snap. He recovers. He has space, then puts it in the air, and it's caught by Phillips at the 35. And he gives Syracuse another first down. The snap was low, but Dungy recovered, picked it off the turf, and then flipped it to the left sideline for Irvin Phillips. This snap is connected, hands it off for Dante Strickland, who pushes the head to the 31. That's Evan Adams as the center right now for Syracuse. Second and 6 from the USF 31. Dungy takes the snap, tosses it left side for Neal, who sprints out of bounds at the 33. If anything, Syracuse went backwards on that play. They'll put the snap right back at the 31. No gain for Mo Neal. And it's 3rd-and-6 now for Syracuse from the 31. They trail by 11 with 4:30 left to play in this third quarter. Dungy will work from the shotgun with Jordan Fredericks on his left side. Cameron McPherson, the tight end, lines up on the left side. Now Fredericks takes a step back. Dungy takes the step, fakes the handoff. He drops back, rolls to the left, under pressure, puts it in the air, incomplete. If anything, was trying to get rid of it. Brisley Esteem was in the neighborhood. But that pocket collapsed quickly around Eric Dungy. Well, they're at the 31-yard line. This will be a 48-yard field goal attempt. Cole Murphy's longest this season is a 41-yarder. He's already hit a 40. Dan Murphy will go back out there for his second attempt today. They'll spot it at the 38. So a 48-yard attempt coming up from Cole Murphy. Snap is good. Ball is down. Kick is up and over. And it is good. Cole Murphy has his longest field goal of the season. And just 2 yards shy of his career long. He throws the 48-yarder, and Syracuse on the board for the first time since the first quarter. 28-20, USF still on top with 3:58 to play here from Syracuse.